Welcome to Planet Dance on Easy Way Broadcasting with your host, Shane Sparks, where entertainment lives. Hear all the info on how the dance world works. Welcome to part one of Dance World Driven. Find out what choreographers are hot, who's not, the up-and-coming, and new dance movies. Shane has exclusive interviews with choreographers and dancers you see dancing with, Justin Bieber, Usher, Rihanna, Chris Brown, Katy Perry, and many, many more. Learn the stories of how they went from dancers to superstars. And now, here's your host, world-famous hip-hop dance choreographer, Shane Sparks.
Yo, 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 it's your boy, Shane Sparks. Saturday afternoon, 2 p.m., 86 degrees. This is the most beautiful place in the world to live. I hope y'all know what I'm talking about. If you live in California, put your hands up. No, I'm just playing. But, yeah, it's like 86 degrees, and I'm driving down the 101 South, you know, enjoying this beautiful day. I just want to say I love everybody. I want everybody to – I hope everybody had a happy Valentine's Day. I had a crazy – I had so many different people calling me up and hitting me up on Valentine's Day, telling me little gifts that they got. And this girl sent me a picture of this little pooty-wooty dog that she got. Cutest thing I've ever seen. If you got something special for Valentine's Day, I need y'all to hit me up and tell me what y'all got. Because these guys out here doing it up. Some of these guys, boy, they love their girl. And I respect that so much because it's all about showing love around us. It's all about showing love all the time. But Valentine's Day, you got to do something special. So it's your boy Shane Sparks. My boy Easy does it. He's going to be on the line later on giving y'all some information about this social world that's going to blow your mind. I can't wait till he gets on to tell y'all about it because it's really important and it's going to change the game. So be ready for that. Like I said, this show is basically I want to give people information about the dance world, information about the entertainment world. It's a lot of stuff going on, so I just want to hit y'all up, let y'all know what's up, and if y'all are interested, hit me up. I got this movie audition right now, and they're looking for women from the age of 18 to 30. It's almost like a spring break type thing. It's going to be off the hook, and they're casting right now. My boy Louis hit me up last night. He's like, Shane, if you got any females that act and they're beautiful, tell them to hit me up. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to tell all your friends and everybody that's listening, y'all need to go to this email. Send like a resume, send a link of you either acting or being hot and sexy, send photos or send bios. The email is B-O-O-K-I-N-G, artist, booking artist at yahoo.com. Let me repeat that, B-O-O-K-I-N-G-A-R-T-I-S-T at yahoo.com. Send in your information because they're looking right now. Whenever they call me, they're really serious. I want y'all to get it. The budget is already in place, and they're also putting together a female group, which I'm going to be hands-on actually choreographing and developing. And it's the same email. If you know anybody from the age of 18 to 25, all different nationalities, we're looking for girls that can sing. They better be able to dance and be hot. Be a triple threat, okay? So if you got any of those attributes and you can bring that to the table, I need y'all to hit me up on my Twitter at Sparks5678 or hit that email up at bookingartist@yahoo.com. You got to hit it up. Yeah, I know it's a bunch of people around the world. If they're not listening to my show, you need to tell them to listen because I'm giving firsthand information about things that are going on that could change your life, change your career. Also, I just left an audition right now and it was a bodyguard type show. Brenda Russell got actually putting together a show, and I need y'all to hit me up on my Twitter. If you know any girls that are, you know, age 18, you could be 50, because we had girls coming in there that was 48, 49, 50, great shape. They were beautiful, very athletic, very strong. And basically this show is about girls that want to be in the bodyguard world or have done bodyguard work, that's in shape, that ain't afraid to hold a gun, that ain't afraid to, you know, to defend somebody. This show is basically prepping you and getting you ready for a life like that. So if you're interested and you know anybody that's, you know, ready for a life like that, make sure you hit me up on my Twitter, Sparks5678. And once you hit me up, I'll give y'all all the information that y'all need. I will give it to you right now, but I'm driving right now, and there's an accident on the 101, and I'm right behind it right now, so I can't do three things at one time, only two. So I hope y'all hear me. Yo, I think Easy is in the building. Easy, if you're in the building, let me know, because I want you to hit everybody up and let them know about this social network.
Life is hard, going on. I'll load it easy way. Life is hard.
Yo, 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 what's up, Shane?
There
he is, Big E. It's been a minute. What's up?
Oh, man, it's been a blessing, man. Props to God for everything that happens, first and foremost. But there's so much stuff happening with WTV and EasyWay Broadcasting right now, I don't even know where to begin. First off, what we're doing with EasyWay Broadcasting, the site is actually up right now, but we're actually putting the template up. So people, the fans, the listeners, the people that love EasyWay Broadcasting, that love Shane, that love Maurice, that love all of our celebrity hosts, and just enjoy our movement, they can actually watch the site develop. They can actually watch the content develop and actually change. And all the hosts that are on EasyWay Broadcasting are going to get their own usernames and passwords and control their own stuff. So when you're tweeting, we're going to try to interact it with your social media as much as possible. We're going to try to add the feeds, and it's going to be so freaking cool for the fans. And shout outs to Daryl the designer for doing the site and doing what he does. So many things are happening, man. Social media, I got the insides on all the hot social media stuff that's happening, and I'll say this. Whew. Instagram. Keep your eye on that. There's something new happening. That's all I'm gonna say. But what's up, Shane? Man, Shane Sparks doing it big, hanging out.
Hey, we moving, man. We moving, man. I know I haven't talked to you in a minute, but it's been all good, man. My reality show is doing well. Everything, the process is doing well. I'll say that. Everything is going good. The female group, I told you about them. I had them come on last week on the show, man. They got great things going on. The sad part about it is everybody's sick right now. They've been sick for the past week, so everything got shut down for a couple of days. But everything will be back on track on Tuesday. And hopefully everybody's well, because we got another big meeting on Tuesday. But everything's good, man. I can't complain. And I'm glad you're on here talking about the social media, because if you're not up on the social media, you need to get up on it. If you're doing anything from a business point of view or trying to get yourself out there, if you're not using the internet, then you're on crack. I don't want to say that, but you are. So get it together. You know, listen to my boy E. You need to check out his show, man. Friday. What time are your show? Friday, 3 o'clock.
Friday at 2 o'clock, actually, my show yesterday, we just had Mary Gardner on. If people want to look up Mary Gardner, she's one of the top success coaches. They call her the charisma coach. She's coached everybody, and she's been on every type of press you can think of. She's an amazing public speaker, and she was a publicist, an agent. She's done it all. She's now going to be getting involved with us, and actually WTV is going to be producing shows, actually hosting and housing shows on the network. And, you know, we got some things we're messing around with you, Shane. We got some footage. We got some stuff we're kind of putting in an archive and in a bank. Yeah, you were just with the Dolls and IM5, and we got a lot of cool footage on that. And you know, we've been doing it the easy way, man. So they're doing it the easy way and taking over this planet and dancing all over it.
That's right, man. Well, I hope everybody that listens to this show listen to it for the information. I mean, we want to have fun on here. Like last week, we had a girl on here actually told the guy that she's in love with that, you know, how much she loves him and was hoping that he called her or, you know, showed his love for her, you know, and it was pretty dope. But I would love to get feedback on that conversation to see exactly if he called, because she sounded so sweet and so in love with this guy. And it's sad when it's only a one-sided relationship. So I'm hoping that works out. But I love doing stuff like that. So I want to, you know, I'm not a matchmaker, but I would love to make situations better. But my main thing is to make this industry stronger and mentally empower the minds of a dancer, a singer, an actor, a rapper, whatever you are. I want to mentally empower you, because this industry ain't no joke, and I keep talking about that. I'm not on here for the fame of it. I've already had fame. I got that. I want to empower you, so I'm here to basically strengthen you, and that's why I appreciate this whole opportunity. And some of the weeks might be a bunch of laughing, a bunch of music, but at the end of the day, I want people to come to L.A. and know that if you sell your soul, it's not going to last. If you come out here and work your butt off, you will last. At the end of the day, it's what you put into it is what you get out of it. Every day is setting up your future. And I need people to understand that and respect that and watch out for these shady people that are out here trying to rob you of your life and your fame and your gifts. You know what I mean? You're not. You should never have to do anything you don't want to do. And if you ever feel uncomfortable, get the hell out of there, because there's opportunities everywhere. If you're uncomfortable, it's not for you. And I say that mostly to the women, because I'm dealing with girls every day, man, and it never gets old. As long as I've been out here, it never gets old. I meet a girl. She's beautiful. She tells me she just went through this drama with a producer, with a director, with a writer, with somebody, you know, and it's just like crazy, man. And I just want them to know that if it's real, you'll never feel uncomfortable in a meeting or in any situation with the guy. That's what I want y'all to know, if it's real.
I agree, man. But you know what I want to know, since in the spirit of Valentine's Day, and I know all the fans want to know this, what did you do for Valentine's Day for that Russian goddess that you have around your arm? What did Shane Sparks do for his girl on Valentine's Day?
Hey, I'm going to tell you this. I didn't really do too much because I was working.
Oh.
Valentine's Day, I was working, man, so it was kind of crazy, you know. And, you know, both of us was actually working, so nothing really happened special, you know what I mean? It's one of those days where, because my relationship is, you know, it's like business is first. Everything else is, you know, that's our special time, you know what I mean? But if it's a day that's supposed to be a happy day or a special day and we got to do work, work comes first. And I'm not telling you that this is for everybody, but I'm going to tell you this. When you're young and beautiful, talented, please take advantage of the time that you have to really, really perfect your craft and do what you need to do. Because when you're 40, 50, 60 years old, you don't want to be trying to get in the business. You want to already be successful at the business. And it's easy to get sidetracked by a whole bunch of relationships or a whole bunch of bad relationships or even good relationships. You need to take care of your business. A girl respects the man who takes care of his business. I don't care. You can love her to death, but if days come where you can't take care of her or do what she needs to get done, she's not going to have too much respect for you. Girls love a guy who say, baby, we going here, we doing this, we doing that, and ain't got to worry about nothing financially. Don't have to worry about how you're going to get there. You know what I mean? And she wants to be relaxed. You know what I mean? And when she's relaxed and confident in her man, that's a happy girl. And if, ladies, if you listen to me and you agree with me, clap. I hear you. I hear you. See, you're supposed to hit the clap button on that. See?
I did.
Are you doing
it? It's just lagged a little bit.
You stupid. He's like, I did. Didn't even get to be. I did. All good. You know, so that's what's up, man. And E, what did you do? Tell me about your love life. I don't really, you know, we don't ever really talk about that. What's going on with you?
Me, I don't. My love life. What's that? I love my job. I'm just like you, man. But yeah, I have. Yeah, believe it or not. Okay, there's this girl. <she's> like, I'm gonna be real with your audience, and this is like some inside info, because I don't talk about my personal. I don't have a personal life, but this is a little something. You know. I walk down to Rice Garden every day. That's my exercise. I walk down to Rice Garden, and there's a girl, and she's a Hispanic girl, and she's a cutie, you know. And you know what I actually did is I picked a flower off of a hill.
Ooh.
It was a pink flower. And when I went and got my Chinese, like I normally do, I pulled the flower and I said, Happy Valentine's Day. So I did. It was a little something, you know. But I don't have no girlfriend or anything like that, and I'm married to my work, and I'll be divorced once I get everything straight. I mean, my priorities right now, man, I'm taking care of my dad. I'm taking care of Pops. I gotta buy this house and have my dad retire and enjoy himself. And you know, he's in his 60s. He's gonna just enjoy himself and just kick back. And that's my priority right now. But I'm also doing a lot of, yeah, remember, I'm on the board of like four different organizations, the Hip Hop Awards, the Multicultural Motion Picture Association, and things I don't even know about.
right.
So I'm constantly trying to make moves with that. We got a big event coming up for the Oscars and on the 23rd for the Multicultural Motion Picture Association, and we got your award we're working on, and you know, I'm trying to keep everything going with Easy Way Broadcasting and WTV. So holidays, you know, I'm lucky to get an hour of that personal time. And I'm trying to find balance. So if anybody's got advice for me, call in on my show or call in here on Shane's show, 914-338-1303, of things that you do for balance, I could definitely use that. But let me ask you this, Shane. When you're saying what you're saying about the girls that get into the industry and maybe they don't necessarily know qualifying, what would Shane Sparks suggest in the qualifying process in working with a producer or working with a project?
Hold on, repeat that one more time.
What would Shane Sparks suggest in the qualifying process in working with a producer or a project? Like if you're a, I mean, male or female, but particularly the question goes to a female. Like how do they qualify and know that that person is the right person to work with?
Okay, this is what you do. First of all, as soon as you find out who the producer is, of course you look him up. You find out what his credits are, what he's done. Some of them might not have a lot of credits, but still you kind of know what he's done. And what you do is you find out what he's done, find out some of the people that he's worked with, and then you hit them up. You say, yo, I'm about to work with John Doe. What is he? What was he like? And they'll either give you a good review or a bad review. That's the first thing you do. And then if you don't have time to look him up, you might want to meet with him. If he wants to meet with you the first day at 10 o'clock at night at Casa Vega, don't go. Okay? If he wants to meet with you on the first day at a hotel and say, oh, I'm staying here and I can't leave the hotel, don't go. Okay? I'm telling you, man, I done seen it, heard it, been there. It's so crazy. A respectful person will meet you at a nice restaurant at a really good time, and they would, you know, bring music, and they would, or they might have you come to their studio. You know what I mean? As long as it's a decent hour, and if you say, yo, I want to bring my girl, I want to bring my boy, if he has a problem with that, don't go. Because if he's hot, I mean, if he's interested in you and you're hot for what he's doing, he don't care who you bring with him. As long as when you come there, you represent and you're what he's looking for. And then personally, if I was you, if I was a female, I wouldn't really bring too many people anyway, because you don't want to be distracted and you don't want him to get distracted. Because it's happened a lot of times. You bring a friend with you, she's hot, and all of a sudden he starts talking to her, and then you're like, oh, God, I brought her just to be my girl, and all of a sudden he's into her. So make sure the power is in your hands. Make sure that you meet him at a respectful time. And then the way he talks, make sure he keeps his promises. If you meet with him on Monday, and he says he's going to do this and do that by Friday, when Friday comes, see what he did. If he didn't do any of that, you need to move on. There's too many directors and producers out here to be messing around with a crackhead, okay? So be aware of all that stuff. And girls, you have that sixth sense. You already kind of know. Sometimes because a guy is good looking or whatever, or he has a good body, or he drives a nice car, you kind of give him the benefit of the doubt. I'm telling you, that's why most girls fail, because they look at the physical, they look at the appearance instead of the credits and the work. So I need y'all to do your homework. And if he's good looking or whatever, and he's doing his homework, then that's a plus. But don't let the looks be why you sitting up in his studio at 2 a.m. Don't do it, okay? Be smart. And then once you do that at 2 a.m, you wonder why he never called you again, why your career is taking forever. Word gets around, and all of a sudden everybody know, like, oh, yeah, she easy. She ain't serious. You know what I mean? You don't want that. Walk out on that fool. Let them say, hey, I came out here for a reason. If you can't help me, I'm good. You know, your work is tight, but it ain't that tight. That's all I got to say today. There's more to it, but, you know, that's what I'm going to say on that.
Well, him or her, it could be a female producer or a male producer. I mean, the
exactly.
Bottom line, guys, is just do your due diligence and take your time. Don't rush into anything. And make sure that you're making the right decisions for your career. And it's the right – go off your vibes. That's what I say. I there's so many people I talk to that claim to be so huge, and they work with so-and-so and this, that. And I pray, and I go off my vibes. And I've turned down a lot of stuff. And a lot of times people will respect you more when you turn things down. I'm not saying you should turn things down.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah,
if you stand for something. If you stand for something. If you don't feel good and you walk, like, Joe, I like what you're doing, but this isn't for me. I don't feel comfortable. People look at you when you walk out and be like, that's crazy. She actually really, you know, really has respect for herself. And what I was talking about didn't mean nothing, because it wasn't going to benefit her the way she wanted it. People look at you and look at themselves and be like, I would have sold out. You know what I mean? There's people who are trying to get you to sell out, and you walk out, they'd be like, that's crazy, because I would have sold out for that. You know, so they respect you for that. At the end of the day, man, if you work hard and do what you're supposed to do, you're going to get what you want. It might take a little time, but I would rather work for the next 10 years and build my career, build my life, and live the rest of my life worry-free than to get my stuff in 1 year, and then the next year I'm a failure, or everything falls apart because you gave in to some crackhead that was filling you up with pipe dreams. Come on, be smart.
Yeah, you gotta be smart, and like, the due diligence is the most important thing. So 2013, Shane, your show is called Your show's called Planet Dance, and I know we got a lot of dancers out there listening, and whether they're listening right now or they're going to be listening to the archive, we got a lot of things happening with Easy Way Broadcasting and the Planet Dance Show. Talk to us about some of the things that are moving forward with Easy Way Broadcasting, Planet Dance, some of the ideas you're thinking of. Let's put the producer hat on, Shane. What's cracking?
Well, I'm going to tell you a couple of things real quick, too. I need everybody that's going to be in Memphis this weekend. I'm going to be out there on the 23rd doing Dare to Dance convention. And it's going to be a big dance contest. I'm going to be out there judging, and it's going to be off the hook. So if you're going to be in Memphis, make sure you find out. Go to my Twitter, go to my Facebook, and get all the information on the times and the location. I don't have that on my hands right now, but I need y'all to know. I want to give a quick shout-out to Athena, who's putting this together. She's doing her thing. And for all the dancers that are coming, make sure you come hot, make sure you come hard, make sure you come there to represent, because I'm coming there with my America's Best Dance Crew hat on, you know, so you better impress me, all right? Another thing, too, my reality show, basically Planet Dance, it's going to be basically live on a show, because what I'm doing on the radio right now to y'all is basically what I'm going to be doing on the show. And I'm going to be giving knowledge, but you're going to be able to physically, you're going to be able to see it. You're going to be able to see dancers going through stuff that you ain't never seen. You're going to understand what it's like to go in an audition and sweat your butt off, work your butt off, kill the choreography and not get booked. You're going to know what it's like to book a job, work 6 hours a day for 3 weeks and not get paid. You're going to see people being successful. You're going to see people crying. You're going to see people coming to L.A. with no green cards and no work permits, trying to get them, having to go back home. You're going to see all of that, you know. And we're doing that for the dance world. And Planet Dance, Easy Way, all that stuff is going to be a part of setting people up for the future. Girls that are growing up 10, 11, 12 years old, by the time they're 15, 16 years old, they're going to be so much more smarter than the girls right now, because they're going to have my show to base their career off of and base their knowledge off of. Just like how YouTube has made dancers better. 10 years ago, they didn't have YouTube, so dancers stayed at a certain level. Now, they're crazy. Now you can go meet a 12-year-old that knows every style. That's how it's going to be for my show. You're going to meet these kids, and they're going to be like, no, I'm not doing that. Yes, I heard about that. No, Shane warned me about you. Yes, I know what an agency does and what an agency doesn't do. I know what I need and what I don't need. You know what I mean? I know how to go into an audition. You know, I did my last class that I did was crazy, because I ran it like it was an audition. I didn't even teach a class. I taught 4 8-counts, and then I made them leave. Then I made them come in one at a time, slate their name, give me their age, their agency, and then perform for me. And I had people crying. I had people getting frustrated. I had people that ripped it. But that was the first time they had the experience of an audition. It changed their views on how to come in and approach that, because if you can't audition, you're not going to book. If you're not booking, you're not going to make no money. If you're not making no money, then you're ready to go back home. You know what I mean? So I'm trying to get you at the root. I'm trying to break all those barriers down, so when you go into that building, you already got the confidence to know that I am the man or I am the girl, and I already booked this job. Now let me go in here and rip it and take it so I can continue to live out here and do what I came out here to do. So if that don't ignite your brain or your heart, I don't know, you're not a dancer, and I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to the ones that dance bunkers. I'm talking to the ones that eat, sleep, and drink, dance. You feel me?
That sounds hot. So it sounds to me like your reality show is kind of a preparation for the dancers and what they're going to be possibly doing themselves by kind of living vicariously through you, and you can kind of show them what mistakes to not do and what doors not to walk through, and if you are going to walk through the doors, to put these certain shoes on so you don't spike your feet and things like that.
Exactly, man. Exactly. So I'm just trying to get them ready. Things that I didn't know when I came out here, if I would have known them, I wouldn't have made certain mistakes that I did make, you know. So I'm just here taking what I've done and paying it forward. That's my goal in life right now, just making sure that these people grow up with the knowledge that they need to know. Because one episode of me teaching you something could save a person 10 years of doing the wrong thing or signing the wrong contract. You know what I mean? It's so important, so important. And if you can look on the board, find the song On Me by my boy Young Junior from Memphis, because I'm going to be out there and we're going to be hanging out together. I want to throw that song on real quick, and I want everybody to understand that these boys got it going on. Shout out to my boy T-Rob. And I think they're going to call in today. I'm not sure if they called in yet, but look on the board.
Well, there's a 219-2806 number that's been on.
I think that might be him. But do me a favor, hit that real quick. Let me see if that's him, because I would love to talk to him a minute and then play the song.
Yes, sir.
Young Junior.
out is to our bodies, brother, oh, man. Oh, man.
Their last
moment, their last
style,
oh, man. Hey, get what you want,
baby,
get a
style,
oh, man.
Oh, man.
Oh, no.
I was like, okay. Your
no.
dryer broke? Okay, well, you need
no.
to get that fixed.
I'm pregnant. Yeah.
Okay, all good. All right, well, we're trying to get young Julian on the line because I'm going to be out there, and we want to get, we want to, like, fill people in on some information before I get off the line. So I appreciate you calling in, and hopefully we could change that, you know, no love. That's crazy, man.
I know, that's
bad,
right?
That. Yeah, we need to fix that. All right, so we're talking later. Make it, hit me up, okay, because I still never got a tweet from you, you know?
Yeah,
so hit me up.
I
didn't.
Yeah.
I know you sent it, but I don't see it. I never got it.
Well, you got to look harder.
Get
she told you, Shane. You better
she
look harder. Better find
that
tweet.
Man, that's great. All right, I'm going to go look for it. All right, Chrissy, I talk to you. Love you to
okay.
death. Make sure you have a good week.
I love
all right.
you more. Be safe.
All right, and I'll talk to you next week, all right?
Okay.
All right, we got a caller, 901-4293.
Let's get that. Let's see who that is.
Let's see what that is. 901-4293, you're on Planet Dance.
What up, Shane?
Yo, who's this?
This is Binky, man, in Memphis, man, Flight Club.
What up, Binky? Hey, what's
what
good,
up,
man?
Boy? Man, it's all good, man. It's all good. Represent, calling in, We Global. Doing
that's
the big
up, man.
Flight Club. It's on me. When you come to Memphis, it's on me, man. It's on me.
That's what's up. That's what's up. So I just want to let everybody know that I'm going to be out in Memphis. This is probably my second time being out there, but it's been a minute. So I want to come out there. We want to blow the spot up. So, Binky, hey, let's turn it up, all right?
Let's do it, man. We ready. We waiting on you, man. We waiting on you. Let's get it. Let's get it.
That's what's up. All right, my man. I'm hoping T-Rob will come out there. He mentioned he might be out there. So if he comes, it's going to be off the hook. So
you know
I'm
he's
looking
quiet. You know he's
huh?
a quiet giant, man. Quiet giant if you're trying to sneak in and stuff, man. I don't know.
Yeah, he better get out there. He better come. Hey, big
yeah,
man. Hey, keep it up. Hey, I want to see everybody when I get out there. And as soon as I land, I'm gonna hit y'all up on Friday because I get in like late Thursday night. So I'm going to hit you up on Friday, and then we're going to link, all right?
That's what's up, man. We ready for you.
All right, my man. I'll talk to you later. Thanks for calling in.
All right, dude.
Yeah, talk to you later.
Peace.
Hey.
I think we got our favorite fan, Shane. I think we got our favorite fan, Victoria. She just popped in.
Put her on. Hey, yeah, bring her in.
They're popping in like corn, man. Hey, Victoria,
hi,
you're on live. Planet Dance.
Hi, guys. How are you doing?
Good. What's good?
It's my niece's birthday today, so I'm glad to a party. That's why there was so much noise in the back, so I just stepped outside.
Okay. Good. Whose birthday is it?
My niece's birthday.
How old is she?
She just turned 3.
Dang! I wish I had a birthday when I was 3. My birthday came and people forgot about me.
I know. I miss you guys. I miss talking to you, Eric, yesterday, and I didn't get to talk to you, Shane, last week. So I was like,
I know. I know. The time goes so fast. But I got you in today, man. It's good to hear from you. How's everything else going with the entertainment business and auditions? Everything good?
Yeah, everything's good. They said that they'll put up my site next week or the following week because I guess they got to fix up the photos or something. I don't know. But,
okay.
Like, they got to pick out the photos that they want to put on the website. So when that happens, I will give you guys the link, and whatever you guys want me to audition for, I'll audition for it.
All right,
I have to ask, Victoria, are you in the public facilities or something? Because you got a public facilities echo going on there.
Yeah.
You got a party.
You got a party, okay.
Hey, this is what I want to say real quick before I get off with you. Make sure you talk to anybody that you know that's a singer or an actress. Make sure you give them this email. I need you to post it. BookingArtist@yahoo.com, looking for actors, actresses, for this new movie, and you're looking for girls for a girl crew, okay? So make sure you post that for me. I'm going to be posting it when I get home today because I just got all this information in the past couple hours. So I'm going to hit it up. If you know anybody, let me know.
What is it?
Booking Artist. Yeah, BookingArtist at
yahoo.com.
Yeah, yahoo.com.
Okay.
The guy name is Louie. Ask for Mr. Louie. All right.
Okay, thank you.
All right, enjoy your birthday party. Tell your niece I say happy birthday, and I'll see you or I'll talk to you next week, and let's turn it up, all right?
All right,
I'll talk to you later. Hey, this is your boy Shane Sparks. I'm about to sign out. I got other business I got to take care of to change the dance game Easy, I'm glad you came on. I'm glad you shared that information because it's very important that people stay up on
you
the latest news.
You still got another 25 minutes to go, man. Your fans want to hear you. You got to take off. I was gonna do some shout outs for Easy Way Broadcasting followers. We got up to 155 now. Bone
Let's
Thugs
do it.
Harmony,
Let's send it out.
All these managers. All right, we're gonna do a couple shout outs really quick here, guys. We got Tracy Mabe, Fabulousus. Following us, appreciate that. Bone Thugs Official, Bone Thugs and Harmony, BTNH Official, Williams Paisley, Your Pocket Guru, Tony T. Robinson, Da Quiet Giant, Teen Tube News, which is Teen Tube News.
And then
I'm also. Huh?
Miss B905, I want to throw that in there. Quick shout out to my girl. I hope she's listening. Get it?
Definitely shout out to Miss B905. And then we got Live Large LA, and then we got Paul Francis, which is a full-time talent manager, entertainment industry professional. Man, we got a lot of industry people following Easy Way Broadcasting. Shout-outs to everybody. So next week we'll give a couple more shout-outs. This is just the first page, and I think what we'll do is each and every week on Planet Dance and Easy Talk, we'll start shouting out all you guys for following us and showing support. And if you tweet us, we'll shout-out those tweets too. What do you think, Shane?
That's what's up. I love that. We got to keep the social network popping, okay? So that's good. So y'all heard what he said. Make sure y'all hit this up. Make sure y'all get your information in so we can shout you out. You know, it's all about who you know and what you do in this world, okay? Popularity. Let's get it. Let's go.
You guys, we really appreciate it. And obviously Shane's got to get out of here. He's got things going. I mean, I could take over your show if you want, but I don't want your fans to start loving me more than you and all that. No, I'm kidding. Hey, let me ask you a quick question. Quick question, Shane. I was watching Disney. I wasn't watching, but I kind of skimmed past it. And I noticed they were doing High School Musical. But what they were doing is they were actually teaching you how to dance while watching the movie. So it was like another
right.
segment where they would kind of teach you how to dance, the dance steps or whatever.
Right, I saw that. Mm-hmm.
Good or bad, true or false? What do you think with that?
I mean, I think anything that's going to teach these kids what they love to do, especially if they love this show, I think it's all good. You know, my thing is, as long as the teachers are qualified teachers and they know what they're doing and they're teaching you correctly, I'm with it. As long as they're doing the right thing, I'm with it. I have nothing against that, you know.
But they weren't really qualified teachers. They were the actors. They were like,
yeah, well, that's where we have a problem at. But see, the bad part about this world, the more popular you are, the more access you have to do things that you shouldn't be doing. And that's where it kind of hurts me, because we have people that are qualified to teach these kids the root of what they're doing. But yet you got Zac Efron teaching you how to pop or how to lock. He got to pop a body in his body. You know what I mean? I like that. He's like one of my favorites. I'm not even like being negative towards him. I'm just saying, just using him as an example. You'll watch a show and you'll see somebody on there that's popular teaching you something that he's not qualified to be doing, and that shouldn't happen, man. Because these kids, you're actually ruining them, because they'll go out and they'll be like, oh, I learned this from High School Musical. And they'll be like, what is that? And they'll be like, this is hip-hop. No, it's not. You know what I mean? So
yeah,
I don't want to hurt them, you know?
Well, I wanted to ask you, the show, I'm using Disney because Disney's doing a lot of dance stuff lately. I mean, they've always been
mm-hmm.
doing Shake It Up, but I'm noticing on like, Good Luck Charlie on Disney, that one, I don't remember, that one African-American guy that loves Teddy. She plays Teddy, the Bridget Mandela, whatever her name is. She's
okay.
the star of Good Luck Charlie. And they were doing, he was doing like, did you ever see that episode where they're doing like kind of a talent show and he's doing the pop locking, the dancing, or there's another episode where.
Uh-uh.
No, you don't watch the show. Okay, well, never
yeah,
mind.
Yeah, I've never seen the show.
You don't watch Disney. You're too old. you just do the choreography for the Disney stuff.
No,
you don't watch,
I just like real shows.
Show.
That's all. I just like real stuff. That's all.
Oh, you saying that Disney's not real? Ouch.
Come on, dude. You watch that shit. That's a kid.
You don't
believe
me.
Listen. No, I'm gonna keep it real with you. If I had a kid that was on the show, or if I was 13 to 14, yeah, I would get it because I don't know better. But as you get older, you start to realize when you watch certain things. A lot of stuff is watered down. So I don't want to watch anything that's going to, you know, that's going to, like, kind of infect my train of thought, because it's so easy to get caught up in thinking that a certain artist is the best dancer in the world, when really, come on, man, I know, you know, he would get murdered on the dance floor, or somebody's the best singer in the world because their song is playing on the radio. You get caught up in that, and you start believing that. And then when you see somebody real, you're like, oh, my God, I never even knew about that. that's what I want to introduce people to, you know. So it's not, I'm not knocking Disney, nothing like that, because I'm working with artists from Disney, you know, so it's all good. But I'm just saying, me personally, it doesn't do anything for me because they're not teaching me anything that I already know. So
speaking of you working with artists from Disney, what's going on with the Ochoa Boys?
Yeah, Ochoa Boys, we're getting together this week, man. We got a lot of big situations going on. The only reason I don't speak too much about their future is because I hear they tell me what it is, and it's not complete yet. It's not concrete, and I don't want to throw things out there that's not, you know, concrete. But those boys got a lot. It's crazy, man, because I started working with them, and they were kind of in the beginning of what they were doing. And these kids are loved. These Ochoa Boys are loved. They're about to be headlining a situation that I really don't want to get too involved, I mean, talk too much about until the contract is signed. But it's about to be some beautiful things with them. I Am Five, the same thing. Got great things going on. My Girls, the Dolls, like, it's some beautiful things going on right now. It's just all kind of on a DL because I hate to talk about stuff before it's time. But I tell you, by summertime, you're going to be hearing a lot about I Am Five, Ochoa Boys, and the Dolls. I guarantee you that. So.
Definitely. Oh, yeah, I really enjoyed interviewing I Am Five, and I appreciate you, Shane. You know, you invited me down there. I met them. I got cool with their manager, and I'm kind of working with them here and there. We got some things happening, and, the dad and the manager for Ochoa Boys, I mean, you're really in integrated in some great situations, but you got to give little pieces and little taste of the frosting on the cake here and there to the fans, though, because you're doing so many things. That's why I'm asking you some of these questions. But they're amazing at what they're doing, and so is there anything that any insights you can tell us about the Dolls going on?
Well, I mean, I'll tell you this: we have two situations where we could take either one. Right now, we're at a point where we need to figure out which one is going to be best for us. We have a big meeting on Tuesday that's going to say a lot. But in this industry, you know, you got to take your time when it comes to contracts and people that give you, that tell you a lot of stuff that they can do. You got to really weigh it out and really get information about this situation, because if you don't, once you sign that contract, man, you don't know how many people. All right, put it like this. This is the pistol on everybody's brain. There's probably a million groups out there trying to make it, okay? They probably sign 500,000. There's only five on the radio. Somebody has made a lot of bad decisions. Think about that. How many people have made bad decisions? Because there's a lot of people trying to do it, but there's five groups on. How many girl groups are on the radio right now? Think about that. How many girl groups on the radio right this second? None. Think about it. Destiny Child mm-hmm. just got back together, but we already knew about them. How many guy groups out there? We got Mindless Behavior. We got One Direction. We got a couple of them. But there's 50 more groups trying to make it and probably already done got signed. You know what I mean? And you will probably never see the day of light. They will never see the future come alive. They would never see that because they're making bad decisions. They don't have somebody in their corner that's telling them, like, this management company is not good. This record label ain't going to do nothing for you. They already have a group like you. They're basically, listen to this, I'm going to tell you something. A label will sign a group just to take away the competition of the group they've already got signed that they're about to drop. Think about that.
Mm.
How crazy is that? Just to get them out of the way. They'll see a group that they think is going to be competition and be like, oh, my God, if we don't get these dudes out of the way, they're going to kill the year that we just put into this other group. So they'll sign them, give them a little money, have them record a few songs, shelf them for like another year, let their group go out and murder the industry and maybe come back. But by the time they come back to them, guy groups have faded out, or that style has faded out, or they done grew up and they're not the same group that they was a year ago. You know what I mean? But that's what happens. So you got to be cautious and conscious of what's going on and not be, like, wide open. You know how people say, she's just open to anything. These people walk into these situations, they see record deal or hear record deal, they're ready to sign their life away. And they don't realize that company don't have anything that they can offer you outside of giving you a few dollars and putting you in the studio. You know what I mean? So they got to really take heed to what's going on. So we're in the process of signing. We got two great situations. Fortunately, both these people are very known. Both the companies are very known. So we're good. Now we just got to make sure we got to find out which one is going to benefit us the most and do and cater to us 100%. You know what I mean? So that's where we are right now, and it's beautiful, man. And unfortunately, I was telling the girls, I was like, it's so crazy. I've been working with y'all for like a year and a half. Y'all ain't never been sick. The day we get two showcases for two major companies, They sick as dogs.
Can't you jinxed it.
Can't
you jinxed it. That's your fault. You didn't knock on wood.
No, no, this was after. This was after the fact. This was after the fact. I don't jinx anything. I bless things. So I'm going to tell you this. After the fact, I was like, girls, isn't it funny how we danced and we performed all this time getting ready and we never, ever was sick and never had a problem? And the week that all these things happened, they get sick. And it was crazy, man. But everything happens for a reason, man. So we're just hoping that they saw what they needed to see. And we definitely blew their minds. But I can't wait till they see the girls at 100% because they only saw them at like 60% when they did see them. So they're in for a pleasant surprise because – you know, I mean, you know the dolls, man. They hot, man. They really, really got it going on. So I'm just waiting on somebody to really take them to the next level, and I want everybody to see what a girl group is supposed to be. I want people to see that when they do an interview, they go get up and do a doo-wop harmony, and they go be, it's real. It's not that old, oh, yeah, we did this, and they don't never say nothing. Then the song come on, they kind of lip-sync in half of it, or it's got auto-tune on it. Nothing against auto-tune, but I want to go back to the days when the girl group gets up and they sing three-part harmony, and then somebody come out and sing lead, then they go back into harmony, then they hit a couple steps right on the spot. No music, no track, no nothing. That's what my girls are about, and that's taking them back to the old school, but yet being new school at the same time. You know what I mean?
They are hot. They have a look. They definitely have a voice. I just want to hear them sing something else than Pay My Bills from TLC. Yeah.
You only seen them one time. You only seen them one time. If you see them more than once, you'll hear them sing their songs from the beginning to end, harmony. Like, these girls, they get busy. They have, like, six songs that they can sing for you. And they just did that because at the time we was learning, like, a little acapella thing. I was like, oh, let's do this. But now they sing a voice in the end of the road. Wait till you hear them sing that, you know. I'm taking them old school. I'm giving them old roots, man. So when they put through the test 3 years from now, people are going to be like, that group right there was so potent because they actually sang their songs, and people appreciate and respect real groups, not just manufactured groups that got put together for a situation. A label will be like, oh, we need a group for this movie. They'll put a group together, put a song on them, throw them out there, and they flop at the end of the day, but that song probably went triple platinum because at the time that's what they needed it for. No, I want my group to be able to, I want them to see reality shows. I want them to see them in movies. I want them to see them in commercials, TV, makeup commercials. You know, I want them to see all of that because they're actresses, they're singers, they're dancers, and they're beautiful and they're young. So they have everything to offer to this industry that everybody's looking for, you know?
Yeah,
that's,
you know,
why
the,
it's so intriguing to me.
The Multicultural Motion Picture Association is doing this Oscar event on the 23rd, and I can talk to the president about having them perform, and it's actually going to be at that location that Ryan Hollis from the Clippers owns, House of Entertainment. I don't know what it's like, the new spot of Beverly Hills, and it's,
right.
You know, they do some pretty hot stuff, so, you know, it's, If that's the case, let's see what they got on an Oscar event, you know. And,
okay,
and,
well, let's do it.
Do it the easy way. But oh yeah, I forgot we're on air. I feel like I'm just talking to you.
Stupid. Hey, stupid. Hey, well, listen, when you, that footage that your boy that your boy shot of the show, the Valentine's Day show of the dolls, when you get a chance, go look at some of that footage when they perform, and you'll get a gist of what they're talking about. You know, they say,
man, we
live,
got like,
you know,
20
I mean?
Things in queue right now. I haven't had a chance to look at anything. We got to get all the paid stuff done first, and then we got to get the charity stuff done. And but yeah, no, I'm definitely going to put that on my schedule to look at. And I know they're hot. They're your group, man. I already know what's up. It's, but
what's
it's up. Too much stuff to try to keep up with. But all right, so everybody, we got about 10 minutes left. We got another caller, by the way. Let's see, we got a 310-9268. Let's grab this caller over here. 310-9268, you're on. Why am I taking over your show? Shane,
you're crazy. Yo, Planet Dance, your boy Shane Sparks. Who is this?
This is the Melody Maker. I heard you requested me.
There he is, T-Rob, the Melody Maker from Cincinnati, Ohio, former member of the group Cold Premier. What's up?
Correction, lead singer. I'm Cold Premier.
That's a nickname, man. I'll tell you, let me tell you a story real quick. This is going to trip you out. Okay, this is going to be so funny, man. I was so embarrassed for like 3 days after this, okay? Remember how when we went to the, when Five Heartbeats first came out, we all sit at the theater front row, we watched Five Heartbeats together as Cold Premier. Remember that day?
Yeah.
Can you hear me? Tony.
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay, you remember that day. Okay, now, remember the movie The Temptations?
Yeah.
Remember the guy, only way I can make you remember the guy is Did you ever watch that show, Single Ladies?
Single Ladies. Was that a sitcom?
It was like a sitcom. It was on VH1. Had all those. It was by it's just pretty black women on there, just hot. And it had I wish I could make you remember, but whatever. Okay, I'm sitting at Starbucks, okay, Coffee Bean.
Right.
And I see this guy sitting in there. I'm like, oh shit, that's your boy. And I know him from what was that Aaliyah movie when she was her daddy was like a drug dealer or whatever, and Jet Li.
Jet Li.
Who played the son of her dad? Who played her brother? You remember that guy?
The brother.
Dark skinned dude, yeah. Kind of tall.
Was that Leon? Was it Leon Robinson?
I can't remember. I think so. I can't remember. But I'm sure you know who I'm talking about. Okay, but think of it. Check it out. So I'm sitting there, and I'm like, oh, shit, that's your boy. He's been in all these movies. He was in my favorite favorite singing movie, you know, about the group back in the day. So I go out to my car and grab something, and he's walking out with his daughter, and he's talking to a couple females. So I walk up to him as he's walking away, and I'm like, yo, I'm going to stop you right now. You know, I'm not a big, you know, whatever. I've done my thing. I know you've done. I'm a big fan of your work, man. But I just want to tell you that when you did this, it changed my life. My group is called Cold Premiere, and back in the day, you did a movie called The Five Heartbeats, and it changed my life. We would put everybody in different parts, and this guy was you, this guy was this person, and, man, that changed our lives, man. I'm so glad you did that movie, and blah, 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 blah. He was like, oh. And at the time I said it, you know, at hindsight, I was like, something in his eyes, I was like, took a picture, just snapped. And I was now it makes sense. So I'm sitting up there, I'm talking to him. He's like, yo, and I love your work. I've seen what you've done, blah, 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 blah. I respect that. I can't wait to see you back on TV. He's all geek. I walk away, Tony, and I get to the table, and I'm sitting there with the lady that I'm meeting with, and it just hit me out of nowhere. I was like, he was from The Temptations.
Oh,
I love your work, too. Oh, my God. He wasn't even from The 5RB. He was from the movie The Temptations.
Hey, you know what I thought you was going to talk about, Shane? I thought you was going to say that time when we was all watching The 5RB. And when they went to, and they got to the part where Eddie Kane went out there, when they was throwing all that stuff at him, and everybody ran off the stage, they were scared. And Eddie Kane came out there and grabbed the mic and killed him. And at the end, where they put their hands out, and everybody kind of was like, what did they say? All for one or something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, something
and
like that. Yeah.
And I looked over to the side, and every last one of us was crying. I'm like, man, here we are from downtown Cincinnati, over the Rhine, hardcore brothers, and we cried. I mean, bawling,
yeah.
Shoulders shivering,
yeah.
And everything. I'm like, but that's what let me know that it connected with us. And that movie,
yeah.
A lot of people that don't know about Cold Premiere, if we had an opportunity to put a movie out on Cold Premiere, it would be just like The Five Heartbeats, pretty
yeah,
much.
Yeah, it would be better, though. It would be definitely better
yeah.
Because it would be updated. It would be more, you know what I mean, more current, and people would totally get it, man, because that movie, both of them, the Temptations movie and Five Heartbeats, man, those movies, every time they're on, I don't care what's happening, I watch it. From beginning to end, or from the middle to the end, I got to watch it because it relates to me so much and what made me who I am. Like, it's crazy.
Right, right. Well,
right.
I just want to let you know, man, I just did an interview with a news publication called The Observer, and they're out of Uganda, Africa. It's the city is called Kampala. It's like the capital of Uganda. It's like a million point six population. And I talked about the whole Cold Premiere thing, and the lady was like, What would it take to get you and Cold Premiere to come out and perform a song? like about 40,000, we could do it.
Funny, wow. That's
hey,
funny.
What's going on, man? How's everything rolling?
Everything's good, T. I'm just doing what I do, man.
I heard you're going to Memphis, in about a week?
Yeah, I'll be out there. Actually, I leave Thursday night. I'll be out there for a couple of days. I just talked to your boy, Binky, and, you know, so they just getting ready. So we're going to go out there and do our thing, man.
Yeah, Binky making moves down there for you, man, so it should be a lot of fun down there. I wish I could make it, but I'm getting prepared. I got to go to Cincinnati. I'm doing something for Fox 19, so little stuff moving, man. I'm just, you know, taking it step by step, but, bro, I wish I could be down there because I knew we would have had a ball.
Right, yeah, man, it's going to be crazy, Tone. I wish you could make it, too.
Yeah, you going down there with the Grizzlies, something like that?
Yeah, actually, I'll tell you about that situation a little bit later on. But yeah, I'm definitely going to be out there and ready to do my thing. So, but T, I love you. I'll talk to you in a minute. I got to get out of here. I'm like so running late, and I'm I got to do what I got to do to make this dance world what it is. E.
Love you back. We global. Flight Club. Cobra Mirror. We in here. Out.
Let's get it. All right, T. Bruce. Yo, E, you still there?
Yes, sir. I'm just chilling.
There he is. Hey, E, I got to get out of here. Throw the intro, outro on. So we can go. Everybody's listening to Dance Planet. I respect you, appreciate you, and love you. Make sure you check out The Easy Way. Make sure you check out Planet Dance. Make sure you check out anything that has anything to do with WTV Network. All right? I'm out of here.
Thank you, Shane.
Yo, what's up? It's your boy, Shane Sparks. You're listening to Planet Dance on Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV Network. If you got something on your mind about this dance world, call me, 914-338-1303. And remember, be patient with your patience. And if you didn't know, I am a featured host on Blog Talk Radio. This is about to be the biggest show ever, so make sure you support Shane Sparks, Planet Dance, and I'm out.